This morning, we're going to be talking about the habit of self-assessment. Self-assessment. Now, you may be thinking, what does it mean to self-assess? What does the word mean? Well, the word self-assessment comes from Latin, of course, like all great words. And it means to sit beside. So when somebody comes and sits next to you, they are assessing. They are sitting next to you. And so you may think, well, how do I do that with myself?
Hello there, Grandpa Hoffman. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Well, what are you thinking about?
And try and talk to yourself. What does it mean to self-assess? Or maybe you've played chess with yourself, and you sit on one side of the board. I wonder what they'll do when I make my move. And then you make your move, and then you have to switch over. My opponent is very smart. I wonder who's going to win. And you're playing chess with yourself. How do you self-assess? Well, self-assessing just means to get outside of yourself and look at yourself. So can you all close your eyes for a minute and imagine yourself as you were eating breakfast. Can you remember what you were eating for breakfast? Close your eyes. Remember what you were eating for breakfast. Can you remember what you were thinking as you were eating your bacon and pancakes and saying, this is so good. It needs more syrup. Right? You can think of yourself. You can open your eyes now. You can also imagine, what am I going to eat for lunch today? When it's lunchtime and recess time, what am I going to do? And you can imagine yourself in that situation. That's part of what it means to assess yourself. You're thinking about yourself. So, kinds of things that you want to think about. What am I good at? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What am I not doing so well at? What are my goals? What would I want to do? What would I like to do? What are my frustrations? Things that aren't going so well. And specifically, what's going well in school? What's not going so well? Can you think about those things? Can you think about yourself, how you're doing? All right, let's keep all the canes still. Let's try and keep all the canes still. But there's some dangers to self-assessment. There's two different dangers you can go into. The one is despair. You look at yourself and you say, I'm not doing very well. You say, things aren't going great. My grades aren't that great. And so, well, why even try? That's one danger to self-assessment, despair. I'm just going to give up. I can't do it. But the other danger is pride. Well, everything's going great. I'm better than everybody else. This is perfect. I can do it without any kinds of questions. I don't have any trouble at all. Right? These are the two dangers of self-assessment. Despair or pride. I am too good. So, how do we avoid these dangers? Right, Graham, Kieran, make sure you guys are sitting still. Keep those canes still. How do I avoid these dangers? Well, as Jerry Bridges says, you are never beyond the reach of God's grace. You are never so bad that you're beyond the reach of God's grace, but you are never so good that you're beyond the need of God's grace. So this humility can help us remember who we are in Jesus, that we are accepted and loved because of what Jesus has done for us. So this avoids despair, and this avoids pride. So right now, one of the books that I'm reading is called On the Trinity, and it's by Augustine. He was a very early church father. And it's a very hard book to understand. And sometimes I can get discouraged because I don't understand it. And then Augustine reaches through the pages and he slaps me in the face and says, if you're having a hard time understanding this, Mr. Hoffman, you need to stop sinning, you need to do good, and you need to pray that God will give you understanding. And he says this several times. If you're having a hard time understanding this, stop sinning, do good, pray for understanding. And this shows us that everything... He doesn't really slap my face. This shows us that everything we do requires God's grace. When you are working on your math homework, it needs God's grace. When you are working on your reading, you need God's grace. Everything that we do for understanding requires God's grace. So how do we self-assess? We don't want to compare ourselves with each other, but here's what you should do to try and assess yourself. Get in this habit. Maybe at the beginning of each month, you'll sit down and you say, what went well for me this month? What did not go well? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And write those down. And then start to make a plan on how you're going to fix those. What am I going to do this week that will change those things that didn't go so well? I didn't do well on my tests that I had. So this week, I am going to review this subject for 5 minutes each day. And that's my specific plan, and I'm going to follow through with it. Right? This is part of self-assessing, then making a plan. Or each month, I am going to look back over my quizzes and my tests and my homework, and I'm going to review that at the end of each month. But you're making a plan, and then you're following through with your self-assessment. So Another thing you can do, ask your teachers. Ask your parents. Ask them to tell you what you need to work on, and they will help you assess yourself. So make sure you follow through with self-assessment.